high school girls and boys on the outside.
Do you think that there is that you have a special affection for the first child?
Absolutely.
Because he is the first child.
Because he is the first child, and because it's harder on you to discipline that first child if he's a wild one like Frank was, and with all these other children behind him, it had to be done. And
but that kind of built up the affection too.
Oh yes, yes, that was always a very. It hurt me very much at the time, but I didn't interfere.
Well, wasn't there a time that you thought he had turned out to be a robber?
Oh yes. When he took the $20 bill out of grandmother's pocketbook, took it up to school and treated the whole class, and then the sister, he gave $2 extra for the seminary, so the sister, discovering that, called me.
He donated it to the seminary.
To the seminary. He had given the dollar we'd given him, but he gave two more. So sister called up to find out if it was all right, and then I discovered that grandmother's $20 bill was gone. The whole class had been treated to sodas and popsicles and what have you. I think I saved about $7 out of the 20. He had given some boy in eighth grade that he was very fond of a $5 bill, and the $2 that sister had. The rest he had spent on the class.
So he spent it generously anyway.
Oh, yes.
But he was always a kind of a great leader of the crowd, wasn't he?
Always.
Do you think that part of being the head of a big family, too? Think that had something to do with it?
I think so, because he was when he got into high school, he was leader, one of the leaders in the battalion up at the church.
Yeah.
And he was always sort of executive.
Yes.
Could always bring the other crowd in line, and would take the younger boys from St. Francis de Sales down to the park, and play basketball or baseball with them. And he was always in the role of number one.
Yeah.
And if it had been leader number one of doing wrong, it had been just as strong as it was leader number one of doing what was right.
When did he ever give any signs of wanting to be a priest?
Well, I don't know when he gave any signs of it. He had always served Mass and always been interested around the church, and he went to daily Mass, of course, with his father, and the rosary at night, and he was when we were in Sea Isle that he went, knowing these oblates, playing ball with them and being associated with them, that he finally decided to go into their seminary.
Well, when did he first tell you about it, or when did you first suspect it?
Down there in Sea Isle that summer before he went. That's about all. It was, and I felt that it was a matter of him, if he had the inclination and wanted to go, that it was a matter of him trying it. And if he didn't want to stay, why, that was God's work, not mine.
Well, didn't you think he was a little young at the time?
I thought he was young and wild, but it proved just the opposite, that once he got into that seminary, he just went along as if he had been there all his life. Was very much in love with it. I remember the first Christmas we went up to see him, and he was away up in Tewksbury in this little brick building, and when his father asked him what he saw in this place, this barren looking country that we drove through to go there, what he saw in that place instead of down in Pennsylvania and going to St. Charles, a big handsome seminary that we had, he said, "It's a home. It's my home. I love it. Every brick in it." That was that.
Well, there's an old proverb that says, "Out of sight, out of mind." Does that apply when a son goes away to the seminary?
Oh, of course not. Out of sight, out of mind just reverses itself. Out of sight, much more in mind. And always in mind.
So you'd say absence makes the heart grow fonder, isn't
it? Oh, yes.
Well,
yes, when they do go away and go into seminaries or go away and be nuns, you do feel responsibility of praying for them that they may persevere, because they're trying their vocation and they need help and they need God's supervision and God's protection, and even more than the ones that are around you, that you can see what they're doing. Remember the year that I made the candy? I always made Christmas candy. And always made cream walnuts before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And then would get the boxes packed and mail them off to all those that were away.
Yeah.
So this priest